It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Here we go all over again. We're starting at $101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? We're going to go to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what do you think? Go ahead.
How about astrological sign?
Astrological sign.
So actually, when your guest came in, Laura said, let's make sure we get this out there right off the bat. Yep. It is not astrological sign.
Not it. So thank you, Cindy, for being our first test patient for this. All right.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Have a great day, Cindy. All right. So it's out there. And that's here's your first clue.
It's
not the astrological sign.
We've already had like 15 guesses come in for astrological sign. Not it at all.
What is yours?
I am a Taurus, bull, stubborn.
Nice. I am a Scorpio. I'm pretty sure I'm like that too.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Brett.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Nice. Fiery.
And I'm a virgin. I mean, a Virgo.
All right. Looks like we have another promo for the show.
888-333.
I don't think you are.
B101. Keep your guesses coming.
All right. Interesting. Welcome to the Kathy Romano Show, where the impossible question brings out the best in all of us.
We need cameras in here.
Yeah,
so pure of heart.
888-333-B101.
$101 in the jackpot. We just announced a brand new impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not, and it's not the astrological sign.
We learned a lot, though, during that, didn't we? Certainly did.
Yo, and Cool Kev, what does your comment mean?
Cool, Cool Kevin just sent me a text. Yeah. Question mark? Really?
Let's go to Dolores. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Kathy, Bobby, and crew.
Aww. How are you?
I'm better.
Oh, good.
Go
that's another story for another time.
All right, okay.
But anyways, could the answer be they met on blind dates?
We met each other?
Bobby?
No.
You so mean, like Bobby met his significant other on a blind date, and Laura met her husband on a blind date.
Laura, did you meet your husband on a blind date, Laura?
I did not. We met at a Christmas party.
Dolores. Good guess, though. I like that.
Yeah, good.
And happy Virgo to you, Kathy. I'm a Virgo also.
Oh, all right.
September 7th.
Yep, okay.
There you go.
Summer babies.
Okay.
Summer, yes. See you, Dolores.
Have a good holiday, guys.
Thanks, you
thank
too.
Thank you. She's so sweet. Love Dolores.
Did you meet Elise on a blind date?
I did not meet Elise on a blind date. No, we through the good old apps, the good old dating apps.
Oh, dating apps. So we met that way.
Yeah. So maybe I guess the first time, you know, you see in person, it's kind of like a blind date because you're like, do you look like your pictures? And she did. I was like, thank God. Because I went on a couple days before then. You did not look anything like your picture. Oh, my God.
She just showed up and she was like, he looks nothing like
he looks,
his picture.
Right. She probably was there.
What am I doing?
Nothing like that. He's a lot older.
Let's go to Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
All right, Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it?
I think that they're both only children. They have no brothers or sisters.
Laura, you got any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have an older sister and an older brother.
Yeah. I actually didn't know you had a brother.
I know. I feel bad. Scott. Hey, Scott. We're very close. But yeah, me and my sister live closer, so we hang out.
You just never talk about your brother.
Scott is a very boring family man, you know?
Thank you for the guest, Christine.
Yeah, Christine, thank you. And by the way, Bobby has two sisters, right?
Two older sisters, yes, that torture me still to this day all the time. You guys will appreciate that.
All right, let's go to Meg. She'll be our last guest for this round. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, what do you think it is?
I think that they found that they had other siblings by other parents, long lost brothers or sisters.
Like an ancestry thing.
Yeah. Laura?
No, like somebody or, you know, child from another mother, you know, long lost.
Like someone has some explaining to do, too.
Yeah, like dad was fooling around. Yeah.
Brett, well, you have.
You know, they found somebody on Ancestry.com. They didn't know they had another sister somewhere or, you know.
Yeah.
Extra family dinner talk is what that is.
Ours was not a surprise, but I do have an older half-brother.
Okay, so Brett does. Kathy?
We've found a lot of family members. We haven't found siblings. And my dad's like, I'm not doing that.
So he's definitely not a Virgo. Laura?
Yeah, my brother Scott. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not us, Meg.
Sorry, Meg.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Have a great day. All right, so we'll do it again at 9:10. The new question is, Bobby and Laura have this in common, and Brett and I do not. What do you think it is? We're starting at the beginning, $101, and we'll do it again at 9:10. We've got $101. We're starting all over with a new impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? We have Aaron on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is, Aaron?
I was still on the wrong question.
Go ahead, give us the answer you had for that one, though.
My answer was chew your food thoroughly.
Chew your food thoroughly.
So, which is, so Bobby and Laura chew
our food thoroughly,
but Brett and I swallow things whole.
They just rip it off the bone, right? That's a good guess, right?
Just you like gotta see
couple,
Brett and I
a
eat.
Couple chews and then and then just swallow.
Laura and I do that. You're supposed to do 27 chews, I think, and then swallow. Kathy just rips it right off.
Aaron, if you're wondering about the last question, so the last question was that we do this more than 25 times every day. It's actually tell our children to be careful.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. But hey, I just want you to know, as a public service, we also chew our food thoroughly here on the Kathy Romano Show. Yes, is incorrect. But thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right,
have
Aaron.
A great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's not chew your food thoroughly.
Which will forever be my best favorite guess if it was for this question, but that's awesome.
Awesome. You got to see Brett and I eat a chicken thigh.
Like,
we just rip it right off, swallow it whole.
Swallow that whole chicken bone.
Sometimes we'll just eat the bones and everything,
That's what Virgos do.
Oh, that was great. All right. Well, that counts as a guess, so keep the other guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common, while Brett and I do not. What is it? Bobby and Laura have this in common, while Brett and I do not, for $101. What is it? Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think it is?
They both have an older house.
Oh, listening to the show for a while, right? That was the answer to an older impossible question.
Yeah, so you do, Bobby, have an older house. Laura, yours is
mine's old, too.
Old?
Yeah.
Yours,
Brett
what, 80-something years?
Was it? Yeah, I think it was like 80-something years.
Yeah, mine's 100.
Yeah. Mine was under 20 years, and Brett doesn't have a house. Yeah. So.
I live in an apartment, though, and I'm trying to look up how old it is.
How old the apartment
is.
Caroline, good guess, but that's not it.
Oh, well. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. We're not tapping into the same well.
No, exactly.
Let's go to Tori. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tori. What's your guess?
My guess is it a fear of something? And in that case, maybe a fear of bugs?
A fear of bugs.
Bugs. I mean, Laura?
So I am proud of myself. I'm getting a lot better. I'm not afraid of bugs anymore.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, this is all wrong, because any little tiny bug, you would think it was like a grizzly bear if I saw it.
For you?
Yeah.
And I'm the one who grabs spiders, just picks them up, put them in my hands, and takes them outside and saves them. So
you like pet them before you let them go.
Sorry, Tori.
Yeah, no worries. My daughter's deadly scared of bugs, even though she's a surgeon and will cut somebody open, but forget bugs.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, she can perform surgery, but if there's a spider, forget it.
Yep, she freaks out over a simple housefly even.
Oh my god, that's great.
Oh, gosh.
That's really funny. Thanks, Tori. Have a great day.
All right, have a great day, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
What's your guess, Tom?
Could they share the same nationalities?
Laura and I share the same nationality, and Brett and Kathy do not share the same nationality.
What are you guys?
Correct.
Well, Laura, I am as well.
I am Irish and German.
I am Irish, German, and Scottish.
Sorry, Tom.
Okay. Have a good day.
I'm also Irish, actually. 50% Irish, 50% Italian.
Brett?
I'm Irish, Scottish, and French.
Tomorrow, this means $202.
So that's what we'll do tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kathy Romano Show.
Drink your water.
Drink water.
Ooh.
Yeah. Watch out for this heat today. I'm going to be here until noon, so don't turn your radio off. And the clip of the day
has to go back to the impossible question, the first round of guesses. Our wonderful Kathy Romano celebrating us today with the best clip we've probably ever heard.
Sorry.
Brett, I'm a Sagittarius.
Fiery. fiery.
And I'm Kathy, a virgin. I mean, a Virgo.
Oh! All right. Looks like we have another promo for the show.
888-333.
I don't think you are.
B101.